This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Basically, it's been something that I've always sort of felt, you know. I never felt like I was anything different, you know. I've always been interested in boys, you know, from a very young age. I used to collect pictures out of magazines, and I liked the teen magazines like Smash Hits and all that sort of thing. I used to collect the boy pictures and stick them in a diary and hide it from my mum. Used to stick it in this little journal and put it in, put it under my bed, believe it or not. It's a silly place to put it. My mum might have found it at some stage. Yes, and I sort of started dancing and doing entertainment type stuff, singing and acting when I was like 9, and that brought me out of my shell a little more. And it was actually, I had a performance one night, and I had to wear this really bizarre checkered costume, and there were some guys in the audience that were giving me hassles. They were calling out staff and from the audience and stuff like that. And then it was actually in the car on the way home where my mother actually said to me, she goes, "You've got to be careful, you know, you can get yourself into trouble," and rah, 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 rah. And it was at this point that I think I was like 15, and I was sitting there and I was like gripping the handle of the car, and I'm just like, oh my God, my stomach was in my throat, my heart was pounding 500 times to minute, to the minute, and I just sort of came out with it. It felt right, so, and I was nervous as hell, so I just did it, and I said, "Mum, I'm gay," and her first response was, "Are you sure?" And I said, "Yes," and it's probably one of the most empowered comments I've ever had in my entire life, and from there, yeah, Mum and I, that was like about 10 o'clock at night. I think Mum and I stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning just talking. God knows what we talked about. But we sat up chatting all night. You know, and I sort of, that was the first time I really poured my heart out to my mum about how I was feeling, basically. Yeah, and after that, I sort of dealt with the rest of my family, I suppose. I didn't want to tell my dad to start with. My dad and I have never really had a fantastic relationship. I was always a mummy's boy, which sounds a bit. Well, no, it doesn't sound too bad. Yeah, I've never really had a good relationship with my dad. My brother was a very sports orientated person, so, and as is my dad, so they had the sort of father son thing that was going on, and I'm just like, yeah, okay, they can have that. And I was a little mummy's boy, which made me the good cook that I am, I must say. She taught me everything she knows. Yeah, so I didn't want to tell Dad at first, and then Mum, being Mum, she likes to talk her problems out and, you know, and how she's feeling and chat. So she ended up telling my dad, and my dad was quite shocked. And then Mum proceeded to tell the rest of the family, my grandparents and all that sort of stuff, and she would just tell me that she told them, and I'd be like, "Oh, thanks for that. Great." So I only had to go through it once when I was 15, so that was good. And I've had the support of my family the whole way. I've had not one negative response from my mum, my dad. My dad didn't understand it at first, and it took him a couple of years to actually connect with me on the subject. I think we were actually watching a program on television one day, and they had some gay issue on it, and I got up to leave the room because I really wanted to watch it and go into my bedroom and watch it in my room, and he actually said to me, "No, stay, we'll watch it." And I sort of looked at my mum, and I think I started crying, and it was like, oh my God. So that was sort of the first time, for Dad anyway, and that would have been about 3 years down the track. But anyway, back to my family, I said no negative response from either sets of grandparents or aunties or uncles or cousins or anything. When I told my brother, now this is a very funny story, I told my brother and he didn't believe me. He's like, "You're such a bullshit artist," and I'm going, "Go and ask Mum." That was my first sort of response, was go and ask Mum. And then I put out the Outrage magazines and I said, "Have a look at this, why would I have these?" And he didn't believe me at the start. I went through a very, very hard time at school. Part of that was because, yes, I was a little bit effeminate. I did do dance classes and singing classes, and, you know, that came across in my body language, because I was, well, as we grow, we adapt and we take on different things. And as we learn different things, we become the people who we become. And, yeah, school was pretty bad for me in terms of the name-calling and that sort of thing. I look back now and I think I really didn't want to be at school because of that. And in terms of my education, I don't think I took in as much information as I probably could have or should have, because of the fact that I didn't want to be there. I spent a lot of recess and lunchtime walking around the schoolyard by myself, and I was very isolated as a child, which is odd now, because I'm a very much a people person now, and I'll walk up to anyone and say, hi, how are you going? And I'm not shy anymore, but I used to be very much so. I used to be very, very scared of what people thought of me and how I was perceived. And that actually is the one thing I think I had to get over in terms of me dealing with my homosexuality, was being able to say, I am me, and I'm me because of everything that's happened in my life, and it doesn't bother me what you think, because I'm a very special person, you know? And that sounds like I've had therapy, but I've had none. I'm just a very, very smart person who knows how to put two and two together. But yeah, so school, I've sort of written off. I'm now 23, and it's been since 94 since I've left school, and I keep in contact with no one I went to school with. I basically left my hometown and got out and made something of my life. And it's very funny that I hear on the grapevine through different people, through my brother and his friends, that their older brothers and sisters who I went to school with are like now married and have three children and all this sort of stuff at like 23, which is a choice they make. But, you know, I just think having known these people and having known their potential, I think some of it's very sad, but some of it, well, if they chose that, then good for them. My first sexual experience, oh, it was hideous. I think it was in a shopping centre, believe it or not. It was just, I look back now and I think, how could I have ever done it? But it was my first sexual experience, and it is as vivid now as it is, not vivid, vivid's not the right word. It is as clear now to me now as it was then. And I actually went to the public toilet, and I had a note slipped to me under the wall that said, I would like help masturbating, can you help me? And I was like, oh, okay, being the naive young idiot that I was. So that was my first experience, under the wall of a bloody toilet block. So, yes, my first real lovemaking experience, I would have to say, was with a guy I actually went to school with. We'd always sort of hung out together from about year 7 onwards, and it got to about year 9, and we sort of, you know, we were at his place after school studying one day, and, you know, one thing led to another, and I remember that very, very clearly. It was probably one of the most scary experiences I've been through, in terms of having all the nerves and all the excitement and the all that stuff that goes on there, and having that reciprocated from this person, and having that combined, and like just having him touch me and touching his skin was mind blowing. I've gone off into la la land now, but it really was mind blowing, and we spent the next couple of years fooling around together. He was my sexual partner for about 3 years. We basically learnt to do everything together, and explored our sexuality together. So in a way, I was lucky that I had that. I look back now and I say we weren't boyfriends. I think we were more lovers in a way, and we'd sort of discovered our bodies together and did that sort of stuff. And I got to a point where I came out, and I took that step, and then everything sort of changed for me in my life. It was no longer a big secret that I had to sneak around and do all this stuff. I could be open about it with my family, and well, not so much my friends, because I kept it to myself at school. People always speculated, but I think the difference between people speculating and people knowing is a very big jump. The minute people know something, instead of speculating it, things change dramatically. So I always tried to avoid that big dramatic jump, because I didn't want things to get any worse. So in terms of my first lovemaking experience, I had it lucky in a way. I still keep in contact with this person now, and he's still very much in the closet, as we say. But enough about him. That's his life. I did some work with the Victorian AIDS Council. I used to be a facilitator for a drop-in group for under-18s, and I've actually been through the whole coming out thing with a lot of young guys, and because I was always the one that was out and had the knowledge, I had guys crashing at my house when their parents kicked them out, and I've seen so many people make so many different mistakes, and so many people make some very good decisions, and I think the best thing for me to say to someone who's thinking about coming out, and it's going to sound like an absolute cliche, is to just follow your heart and go with your gut feeling. You know, it's like things will change the minute you say it out loud. And I suggest saying it out loud to yourself until you believe it before you say it out loud to somebody else. But yeah, things change. Your life will change dramatically. Been a very long journey to get to where I am today. Very, very long journey. And a very hard journey. But I look back now and I think, well, would I change it? That's the one question I still pose to myself. Would I change any of it? And the answer that I come up with is no. Because if I was to change one little thing, one itty-bitty thing that happened, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. I wouldn't be the strong-willed, emotional, together person that I am. You know, we all learn through our mistakes and through experience. And if you block yourself from feeling anything or doing anything, you'll never really achieve ultimate happiness, I suppose. And I can honestly say at 23 years old, that I am happy. And finding that happiness, finding that place that makes me happy, gets me through the bad times. If something crops up, or if I'm going through a rough time, if I'm feeling really lonely, or you know, I have to deal with a problem, it doesn't... I fall down, but I don't fall as far, and I've got tools on board to be able to pick myself up in a very confident way, and if I've made the mistake, I can admit to it and learn from it and go, well, hey, I fucked up, but I won't do it again. And if I do it again, I'll do it differently. And if differently doesn't work, I'll try it again and again and again. You know, nobody's perfect. Nobody's always right. Nobody's always wrong. You know, it's about the individual. It's about you being who you are. And you choose to feel how you feel. You choose to be how you be. No one else can change that. They can have an impact on you, yes. And they can influence you, yes. But ultimately, we make the decisions in our life, and we need to empower those and go and say to ourselves, I'm me. I love me. Yay!